weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The death of the world's longest reigning monarch. Mourners in Thailand breaking out in song outside of the hospital at the news of the death of their beloved monarch, Bhumibol Adulyadet. The king of Thailand died at the age of 88 on Thursday. According to the Bureau of the Royal Household, the king had been in poor health for a long time, primarily spending his last years in the Bangkok hospital. Worries about the king's condition heightened after a Sunday night health bulletin was issued by the palace. Hundreds of Thais dressed in pink prayed for the king's recovery Wednesday and Thursday outside of his hospital. The 70th anniversary of King Bhumibol's accession was celebrated in Thailand on June 9th, with millions of his subjects donning yellow shirts for the day. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon statement said the Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched at radar sites along Yemen's Red Sea coast. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday that the 21 girls are in custody of the Department of State Services, Nigeria's main intelligence agency. The spokesman said the girls' release was the result of talks between Buhari's administration and Boko Haram. This is VOA News.